taking healthy foods that taste good to tailgate parties. Now there's an idea. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Grilling meats is a tradition at tailgating, and registered dietitian Lindsay Kelling with the Jefferson City, Missouri Hy-Vee says it's one of the healthiest ways to prepare meat. But what about drinks and desserts? Among the non-alcoholic drink choices before the game, Kelling suggests making fresh fruit drinks at home and bringing them along.
You can make everything from smoothies, just taking some fresh fruit and a little bit of yogurt, maybe a little bit of milk, so something in the morning instead of donuts. So that's a great one. You can also do a fruit punch using a diet soda and then some 100% juice and cutting up some fresh or frozen fruit to put in it to keep it cool.
And don't forget dessert.
Trying to stick with fruits if you can, or looking for lighter options. Maybe instead of doing large cookies, we're doing smaller ones to control portion sizes, or we're pre-portioning out puddings or higher calorie items that might be available.
Kelling says it's easier than not to eat way too much while tailgating.
For a typical person, needs between 1,500 to 2,000 calories, depending on their activity level. Now, when you get into tailgating and you include the alcohol, the high-fat meats, the dips, you can get several hundred calories pretty quickly without realizing it.
I'm Julie Harker.